You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 654. 3, 2, 1.
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Start was John Worthy with Better Days. He's from Nashville in Tennessee, and he says this is as if Nirvana had a baby with the Lumineers. I'll take their word for it.
I don't know who the Lumineers are, but I'm not picking any Nirvana out.
Well,
of that
what
at
I was
all.
About to say is they are new to Jamendo. This was released 10 days ago. Their profile is very much not completed. But they have oodles of songs on there, so I'm guessing some of their songs may be different and they may feature again. But I did find them on Facebook at facebook.com/John Worthy Music, and I like ye.
I like ye, but they're making me work, so now I have to find out who the Lumineers are.
Ah.
Yes.
I have heard of them before.
I'm sure they will light up any environment.
Ba-doom. Tsh.
Thank you very much indeed. I'll be here all night.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to the podcast, episode 654. Sorry about the intro. That was kind of a last minute thing. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music. We have some stuff to waffle about. And, well, that's pretty much it. That's what the show is and has been for nearly the last 16 years. No, 13 years. Where did I get 16 years from?
Men can never count. You get your sizes wrong as well, but let's not go there.
Wow. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is DJ Coy with House Party featuring Phil Strawn.
I've been inside for way too long. I thought I would lose my mind. Then I put on my favorite song. Na 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 na. No way I could control myself. So I got my friends on the screen. Wanna share this with someone else? Join along with me. Throw my hands up and move yourself all around. Shake my booty, raise it up, then drop it down. It's my house party. Matter how old you are, for you to have some fun, it is therapy for the soul. Na 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 na. Whatever you can move, just move. Let the rhythm take control. Make sure to laugh out loud. Ha 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 ha. Throw your hands up and move yourself all around.
Other Side Podcast Network. Don't touch that dial. Wait a minute. I don't have a dial. I've not had a dial in years.
Faking, breaking, I was just losing.
That was the Tangerine Club, who we've played before, but we haven't played that track before. That was Solitaire Tango. They're from Brazil. They are an independent singer-songwriter indie pop duo. They formed by the couple Axel and Cynthia, and they've been partners on Twitch since 2020. They do lots of live streams on Twitch and do lots of different things.
Every day, I believe.
And they have released their first EP, Old Fabric, in 2020. And you can find out more by checking them out on Facebook at The Tangerine Club Official. And that song was actually taken from the best of Sad.
The best of what, sorry?
Sad.
The best of Sad?
When I was looking at the categories, there was an option of happy or sad. And I looked at Sad, and believe me, there were a couple of songs I listened to and I was like, that's too sad. But that one I thought was poignant more than sad.
It was quite sweet, I thought.
Yes, I saw the poignancy rather than the sadness.
Lovely. And before that, you heard DJ Koi featuring Phil Strawn with House Party, a song full of joy and invites us all to dance together. Phil Strawn's soulful voice will show you this sunny mood that will warm your heart, a mixture of pop, R&B with a touch of electro. This song rings the bell of party time. Apparently.
Woohoo!
DJ Koi has the energy and power of a rock concert combined with the emotion and beauty generated by a real artist DJ. Caroline played his track We Got the Vibes, also featuring Phil Strawn, on episode 644 at the end of last year. But this is a brand new track which hasn't been released yet.
Ooh.
Yes, its official release date is the 21st, I believe, which I think is Sunday. So, yeah, nice. Here's from France, and you can find out more of it at djkoi.com. That's djaykoi.com.
Excellent.
Awesome. Right, nosy into our chat room, if you will, and tell us who is listening to us live right now over at thebugcast.org/live.
So, in IRC, there is BKidwell, Gregorius WVP, K5Tux, Coblom, Mintspider, Ostunen, and me and you. And in Telegram, we have got Yannick. There is Chris from Canada. There is Robert. No.
Yes.
Yes, Robert Albert. There is Strange Breed, which I nearly read as Strange Beard. And Fat Freddy. I think.
Although Fat Freddy is actually out buying an e-bike.
Oh.
Which is kind of awesome.
Peter Mint Spider isn't active at the chat room at the moment, but I do know he banged his nut earlier today, so I'm hoping he's not got too big of a headache.
Oh, bless you.
And maybe listening to us yabbering on wouldn't have helped.
Well, in your case, perhaps, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Thought you'd like that.
You went there, did you?
I did. And it was a good journey. Postcard is on the way.
Wow.
Oh, dear. More waffle after these. This is Neon Nightclub with Golden.
So dawn comes down to day. Nothing golden can stay.
She's Southern California with the hands of Tennessee. And I'm just the boy from Florida. What could she see in me? Every night, she's the one that I dream of. And when the sun comes up, she illuminates my love. My love, my love. You're golden like the coast of California, where the oceans are so blue. You got my heart, you got my soul, 'cause baby, you're golden like the coast of California, where the oceans are so blue. You got my heart, you got my soul. She's cruising down the highway and her body's bathed in gold. In the sunlight dress to keep her, but the girl's too quick to hold. The sun and the moon and all of the stars that surround her.
Hey, what are you doing? Are you not in the live chat room? It's Chris from Canada. Friday nights when I'm not running around stealing those place names as the Brits like to accuse us of doing, I'm over in the Bugcast chat room listening to Dave and Caroline and some great music. So why don't you come join us? That's Friday nights in the Bugcast chat room. See you there.
Yeah.
Body Shop with Weightless. We haven't played them for a little while, but just to remind people, Fresh Body Shop has been featured here oodles of time.
Yes.
From Nantes in France, it is Piero Russo, a.k.a. Pedro Russo, amongst others, and all of the tracks he does are written, performed, and produced by him. That was actually released on Boxing Day.
Okay.
And you can find out more by checking out facebook.com/freshbodyshopmusic.
Awesome. Good to see Pedro back on the show. And before that, you heard Neon Nightclub with their track Golden. Fun and upbeat retro pop song with 80s influences. Well, you could say that pretty much about every single one of the tracks that Neon Nightclub has ever produced. Because there is only one of them, is from Orlando in Florida, as he did actually mention in the lyrics himself. And you can find out more over at neonnightclub.com.
Excellent.
Awesome. Right. Okay. So a couple of items in the news I would like to go through. Feel free to chuck your own ones in there as you see fit, Caroline, because I've kind of dominated the talky bit of the show. So first up is the Royal Family. So it has been announced today that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Harry and Meghan, will not be returning as working members of the Royal Family. Now, they originally said they were going to look at it last March. They were going to take a year to look at it. It's come as no surprise to me, certainly, that they have decided to step away properly with the responsibilities that come with service within the Royal Family. But this isn't news, people. It really isn't. How people decide to spend their life is, well, it's not newsworthy,
but
to be perfectly honest.
The press will grab hold of any news at the moment that's not COVID-related and run with it. And actually, they love this kind of thing because they can spin it.
Well, yes, and that's what seems to happening, because this is like dominated the news. The BBC do have it as their lead story at the moment, despite the fact that it broke. I don't know. I think I saw it at lunchtime, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been the story's been out for hours, and yet the BBC are still leading with it. But I think the point that the Sussexes are trying to put across is that they already do a lot of public service work anyway. It shouldn't matter whether they do it as part of the Royal Family in and outside of the UK, or whether they do that public service work as they are, as themselves, in different parts of the world.
Yeah, I think if you were to strip it back, that the saddest thing for Harry will be the military links, because, you know, yes, he's a royal, but he served in the military. He did an active part, he did active duty, and it seems a bit petulant to take that away. It's not like, you know, if he was a royal...
They can't take away his service.
No, but they've taken away his titles and the fact that I think he was... It was something to do with the Royal Marines and whatnot. I find that a bit sad because...
It looks like they've had to hand back their honorary military appointments. But you can't take away anything that he gained from serving in the military. He's earned those. If they were honorary and they'd been given to him, well, honorarily, then yes, I can understand that, you know, they might want those back to give to somebody else who is in a position to be able to use them in the way they were originally intended.
Yeah.
But the bottom line, they're actually sacrificing a lot to remove themselves from the public life. And I'll be honest, it was inevitable.
But just think what they're gaining as well. They're gaining what royals don't have, and that is autonomy to live their lives the way they want to live them.
Right.
And I think that's the big thing. I don't know. It's a difficult one. It's, you know, I feel for the Queen, But I think she also recognises that, you know, Harry's got a family. And there's no doubting some of what happened with the British press and Meghan. She was hounded.
Yes, she was.
So I'm not surprised.
No, not at all.
At all.
They no longer have the ability to refer to themselves as their Royal Highnesses. But obviously, Harry still can use the Prince title because, you know, that's how he was born with that. They can't take that away from him. But personally, I wish the Sussexes every success in whatever it is they choose to do, in whatever way they choose to do it. And I really, really hope that people will leave them alone to do what they need to do.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say about that. In other news, there have been some stunning pictures sent back from the Perseverance rover that landed on Mars earlier on today.
I bet it really persevered to find them.
Nice. No, some absolutely stunning imagery. I mean, the Mars rovers that have been up previously have sent back some really good photographs, but these are stunning, stunning detail. It was taking pictures as it was landing on the surface of Mars, and it's done some landscape pictures as well. And it's just amazing. We'll put links into the show notes to all the news stories we're mentioning today, but specifically have a look at these Mars landings pictures and have a look elsewhere on Tinterwebs if you can see. Whose was this? This was NASA, wasn't it?
Yeah,
check out NASA's website to have a look and see what imagery there's coming back from Mars at the moment. It's an amazing feat of technology and Perseverance, as you said.
But just wait for it. You'll have the people saying, it's not real footage, it's pretend.
They can do one.
Yeah.
And final piece of news I wanted to mention is everybody is still reeling from the news that the Eurovision Song Contest last year didn't happen. But the UK has just announced that James Newman, who was going to represent us in 2020, has now been reselected in 2021. And I think am I right in thinking that's the same for pretty much every country that was entering?
Yes. And just so you know, the organisers have said that they are exploring multiple ways of doing things, whether it be individual artists do the things in their own country and then it's broadcast, because there may be travel barriers, or it could be virtual, or it could be that they can travel but there'll be no audience. But whichever way they do it, they will go ahead.
Yeah.
It'll just be in a different format.
No. Well, as long as it happens this year, that's the main thing from my point of view. We didn't get a proper one last year.
And our guy has said that his song for last year was a really quite slow ballad. He's doing something more upbeat this year. He hasn't released it, but it will be more upbeat.
Oh, we'll know what all the songs are before they happen. I'm just really, really intrigued to see what Iceland do. Because, well, they were robbed, basically, of the opportunity to win. Because I'm certain they would have won.
Yes. I think they already did win, because the amount of attention they've had and the following that he's got.
Yeah.
I think that's been quite something.
Oh, absolutely. But still, winning the Eurovision Song Contest, which we already know is an absolute pain in the butt to win anyway, to get it is an actual accolade. Not because you've got good music, it's because you are politically sound. Yes.
That's quite funny.
Anyway, welcome return to the show for Colour Out. This track is called As Long As You Are.
Thank you. Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Say the word, I'll be there for as long as we stand. We'll be together.
Flare up, flare up, over with the wind that'll turn over. Go
Oh, you pressed the right button now.
Yeah, I have now. Yeah, sorry.
That was Identity with Mulder Mulder from Germany. And I actually found them by looking at similar artists to Fresh Body Shop. And they came up. Now, this track was actually from 2014. And their album seemed to stop at 2016. And their Facebook page no longer exists.
Oh.
But I quite like that track. It was a bit quirky, but quite cool. So I just linked their Jamendo profile.
Fair play. And before that, a welcome return to the show for Colour Out with their track As Long As You Are. Colour Out is a Rolo Sock project. What is wrong with me today?
You want the beer?
Let me try that again. Colour Out is a rock solo project from Dave Hedrick, hailing from Chicago. Heavily influenced by early 2000s rock, Colour Out looks to expand on what made those bands so successful, while still creating its own unique sound. With screams and falsettos over distorted and acoustic guitars, Colour Out writes emotional music with lyrics to match. That song was a love song about getting lost with the one you love, and it's a brand new single released only this week. Find out more over at facebook.com/colour out rock. That's colour spelled the incorrect way, without the letter U in it. Just saying.
Excellent.
Right, we have one more track to play, which I will tell you about very... Sorry, Yannick is taking the mickey out of me in the chat room because I've misspoke a few times this evening. And he's now asking if it's a Sock Rolo project from Orlando, Florida. Yes, one more track to play. I'll tell you about that in a moment. It is an epic 7 minutes long. Well, that's not really epic, is it? It's kind of heading towards epicness. Next week, the Budcast episode 655 will be broadcast live in the Budcast chat room. Budcast, yes. Budcast chat room at the budcast.org/live on Friday the 26th of February at 9:30 p.m. UK time. We do have an upcoming event. There is a pod crawl coming up, Pod Crawl Jitsi Spring. Will be taking place on Saturday the 20th of March. That is only... exactly 4 weeks tomorrow at the time of recording. Full details will be announced nearer the time over at tuxjam.otherside.network/podcrawl. So we'll be taking the same format as we've done the last two times. It'll be a video conference, bring your own bottle, basically. Simple as. If you want to get in contact with us, our email address is feedback@thebugcast.org. And of course, you can reach out to us on social media. Our username on Facebook and Twitter is TheBugcast. Do you have anything else?
No, nothing else this week.
Lovely. Then I shall tell you about this track from Dean Moore, which is a Dutch progressive rock band from Lichtenvoorde. I probably got that wrong. In the Netherlands, consisting of Niels... Oh, here we go. Vigerink on vocals and guitar, Harman Stortilder on bass, and Roel Stoltenberg on drums. Music is characterised by great dynamics, heavy guitars, quieter passages, and tempo changes. The track I'm about to play you is a brand new single that was released only yesterday at the time of recording. Find out more about the band over at weardeanmoore.com. So with that, thank you very much indeed for listening. We shall leave you with Dean Moore and their track Three Steps. And we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye. We'll be right back.
steps, your free steps.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.